Woo, here's a hot take on this week's episode.
I just trust so hard right now that I'm being taken care of and that I'm aligned. And when you are aligned, good things start coming your way. And that doesn't mean that your life is going to be perfect. And I'm telling you, mine is not. I'm living at my mom's. I'm 40 years old with my kids and my husband, but I believe in this brand and I believe in what I'm doing. And I believe that it's going to pay off. Watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. Welcome everyone to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show, where we're taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. It's all about alignment, not the hustle and grind over here. And we have a wonderful guest in the studio today. Welcome to the show, Ariel Moody.
Thank you for having me.
It's so great to see you. And I cannot wait to tell my audience about your background. So Ariel Moody is the founder of Mama Soul, a clean, luxurious skincare brand. While pregnant with her first child, she was shocked by how many toxic ingredients were in skincare, especially in sunscreen. And after testing dozens of natural sunscreens, she decided to create a better alternative. She has a background in beauty sales with iconic brands like Smashbox, Dr. Perricone, Bite Beauty, and Skin Cosmetics. And she spent her entire adult life behind the scenes of the beauty industry. So her creation of Mama Soul is no surprise. She has the business savvy. And once she became a mom, she became very passionate about having sunscreen that worked without compromise. So I want to make sure that everybody knows we have a special giveaway at the end of the podcast. So if you're tuning in the beginning, make sure you come back to this, whether you're in traffic, on the treadmill, walking your dog, make sure you stay till the very end because we have an exciting surprise gift. And I would love to hear your story, Ariel. I know it has to do with a psychic reading and everything that happened to get you to be from the beauty industry that you were in to actually being the founder of a successful all-natural skincare sunscreen company. And by the way, everyone, I am looking like my skin is feeling amazing. She gifted me with the facial sunscreen and the lip oils. And I got to tell you, my skin is looking really good. I was just in Medellin, Colombia, South America, LA, and I did not get sun damage and my skin feels great. So her products are amazing. But let's hear the story about how you decided to start the brand.
Yeah. So thank you for the intro.
Sure.
So when I was 5 months pregnant with my first son, I have two boys, I started researching ingredients to avoid when you're pregnant or nursing. And the list was so long, I could not find any sunscreens, honestly, that I loved. You know, mineral sunscreens at the time, and this was in 2017, there was not a lot of options on the market. They either made me feel greasy, left a white cast, or made me smell like coconuts. And I didn't want to smell like coconuts. So I started buying, like you mentioned, so many mineral sunscreens. And again, just they were not hitting the mark for me. And so being that I have over 15 years of beauty industry experience, I decided to hire a chemist and create it on my own. Now, you mentioned the psychic reading.
Yes. So, I want to hear how that played into all of this. We've had psychics on this show, so our audience loves this kind of stuff.
Oh, you guys, I have some good psychic reading stories for you. Before I was pregnant with my first son, I had a psychic reading. It was about 5 months before I had come up with the idea. And my background was a lot in makeup. And so I was sketching out makeup ideas because I knew I wanted to launch my own brand and I knew I wanted it to be in the beauty industry, but I didn't know what it was going to be. So I started, you know, sketching out eyeshadow and just all types of different makeup. And I have this psychic reading and she says to me, she knows nothing about me. She says, you're going to launch a natural skincare brand. It's going to be like the Honest Company, she says. And at the time, the Honest Company was like blowing up. And I was like, skincare? What? You know, because I was all in makeup. And so she says, yeah, it's going to, she said, I see it on Access Hollywood. I see you on the TV. I see you on QVC, all these things. So I'm like, okay, well, that kind of, you know, took a backseat. I still didn't understand because I wasn't really into skincare as much as I was into makeup. So then, like I mentioned, when I was 5 months pregnant and I was doing my research, I found that there's an ingredient which was at the time in 90% of sunscreens in the market, which was called oxybenzone. Mm. Oxybenzone was found in breast milk. It was causing cell damage, skin allergies, destroying our coral reefs. And so I really couldn't believe that this was in our formulas, you know, that we're putting on our skin, especially when you're pregnant or nursing. And so that's how this idea came to life. And then I hired the chemist. And so just to tie the loop here or to end, to close the loop, I was organically featured on Access Hollywood within 3 weeks of launch. And we will be launching on QVC in May.
That's incredible. Congratulations. And way to listen to your intuition.
Yeah. And you know, she predicted all of that and it actually did happen. And it took many years. I mean, we launched in 2023 and now we're in 2020, you know, almost in 2026, but it's all happening.
That's not that long. I mean, a lot of people, they say, show me an overnight success and I'll show you someone who's been working their butt off for 10 years. So
that's,
it has
right.
been 3 years. So I would say that you are an overnight sensation. So have you gone back to see the same psychic since she was so accurate?
Yes, I have a new one that I'm obsessed with that I just had a psychic reading with 2 days ago. And that, my friends, was pretty incredible. Her name's Jessica Rachel. And I think her website's I Am Jessica Rachel. But she is like, you wouldn't believe how good she is. But yes.
So what was your biggest aha moment from the reading you just had yesterday?
Oh my gosh. It was a lot. It was about essentially my higher purpose and is really, and when I say this in the most humbling way. She said, your purpose is to inspire women. And that she saw me speaking on stages, that Mama Soul was my vehicle to get there. But my end goal was to be up on stage and to talk about the struggles that I faced and how, you know, we got so successful. And I say this because we have gone every day. There's a different struggle that we're dealing with every single day. And I'm, you know, putting out fires left and right. And it's been really challenging and it still is. And it is not rainbows and butterflies, but it is my passion and I love it so much and I wouldn't change a thing.
So this is a show about overcoming burnout and becoming balanced, beautiful, and abundant. So how do you personally fight burnout when you're dealing with challenges every single day and you're a young mom?
I get a psychic reading. in reality, it's really hard to balance. I'm a mom of two. And up until January, I had another job. So I was VP of sales for a beauty packaging and formulation company. And I was doing Mama Soul. I had 3 screens in front of me. I had my kids and, you know, I was burned out and I knew something had to change. And so for me, I'll just share a little story, but in January, we live near the Palisades, about 30 minutes away. And so when the Palisades fires happened, my whole life changed in an instant. And on January, and I'm going to answer your question about what I do for burnout, but
sure.
This is an interesting story. So in January of, I would say it was January 2nd, I wrote in my journal because I do journaling and that's part of how I combat burnout. But I wrote in my journal because I was still employed by this company, which by the way, it was writing on the wall that I needed to leave my job. Actually, my psychic in October last October had said, you need to leave your job and you need to leave before you're ready. She said, essentially, if you leave your job now, it's going to be a rocket to success. And if you wait and have another job and you continue to do this, she said, think of it like you're taking a boat ride. It's going to be a lot slower, but you're going to get there, right?
Yeah.
I knew that this job was not for the long run, right? Like I knew I had to leave. but I was the breadwinner, and it was really scary. And so I wasn't leaving. I was like, I'm going to stay until they like push me out, right? Because I needed the money at the time. And so I wrote in my journal, my job feels like a heavy weight around my ankles. I can't wait to break free. The next morning, I got an email letting me go for my job. And she had let go a few other people this day. And it was a full-on message from my guys being like, you weren't going to do it. So we had to take some action. So I get the message and I'm like, oh my God, like this is hard. You know, my first reaction is, what am I going to do? Oh my God. And then 15 minutes later, I said, oh wait, oh my God. Oh my gosh, this is great. I can just do Mama Soul.
You're so free.
I'm free. And four days later, the fires happened.
Wow.
We ended up having, we left LA. We took our family to Newport Beach to get out of the air. It was so toxic. So we're at my mom's house. And what we thought was going to be a temporary couple weeks turned into us still being here almost a year later, because we're renting out our house in LA. And that's how the universe said, you don't have a job? Here you go. You're going to rent out your house. You're not going to have expenses and you're going to make money in your home. And so, you know, if you believe and you trust in the universe, it will have your back. It will have your back. And that's what I have learned that so many times over, that I am protected, I am guided. And so that obviously helped with my burnout. It eliminated a huge part of what was causing burnout for me.
Yes.
But what I do now, I do yoga, journaling, I do breath work. I would say breath work is my number one thing that helps me with burnout, because you have all this stagnant energy just sitting in your body. And so there's this app that I use called Pause, and Pause Breath Work. It's the founder, Samantha Skelly. And she's created this really easy to use platform where she takes you on guided breath work journeys, or you could do 3 to 5 minutes, you could do 25 minutes. And that has truly been life-changing for me. She has one for every, if you're feeling overwhelmed, releasing grief, if you are wanting to attract abundance, she has something for everybody. And I did a self-love journey just recently, because I really don't pay attention to loving myself enough. And I cried at the end of it. And I really released so much emotion, but I felt so loved after I did that. We did it on the app. It's a guided breath work. And for those that don't know how to do breath work or what breath work is, it's essentially a breathing technique that you do. It's a rhythm, and you do it for a certain amount of time. For example, you go and you do it repeat, you know, just nonstop for maybe like 20 minutes, and you start to feel your energy moving through your body. You start to feel your hands get tingly, your body, you will feel it if you commit to it. And so that's a really great way to release overwhelm and burnout. Another way is movement. I just recently went to a conference called Limitless Live, and it was talking about how to 10X your life without causing burnout.
Nice.
And, the biggest takeaway there was movement. And I know so many women sit at their desks all day. I am victim to this, and you don't get up and your body hurts, your back hurts, everything hurts. If you don't take 30 minutes, take a walk, stretch your body, you need to move. I highly recommend, like for me, one of the things I took away was waking up really early. I woke up at 5:30 before my kids get up, and I do a 45 minute workout at the gym. And that's how that helps me with my burnout, because I have more energy after I work out.
What do you do for 45 minutes at the gym?
So I have another app that I use. It's called the Sculpt Society, and Megan Roop is the founder, and she creates these workouts for you. It's a guided workout, and you can do anything from beginner, intermediate to advanced. And I do 45 minute advanced workout with weights. It's low impact, and I am sweating and burning after it. But I need help. And so these apps, like, they help me. they keep me on track. And so I think if you prioritize your health, because I wasn't, I'm telling you now, I wasn't. I was just working and not getting up and then going right away to get my kids. And my brain went from work mode to kid mode in, you know, with no time in between, without any time for myself. And so, you know, I think if you can really prioritize that, you can counteract that feeling of burnout exponentially.
So you take this app with you to the gym and like you just use the gym's free weights and machines to fulfill the app's workout. So it's like having
I have it on my phone.
Yeah.
It's a personal trainer with you. Exactly.
Well, I love this. You are incorporating technology with your self-care. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to get more into the nitty-gritty of sunscreens. Like, what is the difference between chemical and mineral sunscreens? Yeah. And make sure you stay till the end because you guys have a chance to win a free gift that you're absolutely going to love. We'll be right back. I am so excited. I created something special just for you. It's called the Balanced Beautiful Bundle. And inside this bundle, you're going to get instant access to a PDF copy of my best-selling book, How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. You're going to get my best health and beauty tips to help you glow from the inside out. You'll get my Elegant Warrior Manifesto, a daily reminder of your power, grace, and purpose. You'll get my Abundance Journal to help you manifest more joy, love, and prosperity. And you'll get a daily journal reminder to keep your mindset strong and your energy and your vibe high every single day. This bundle is your shortcut to balance, beauty, and abundance in an elegant way. So grab your copy now by going to the show notes and start living your most balanced, beautiful, abundant life today. Hey there, it's Rebecca, your magnetic abundance mentor. Let me ask you something. Are you feeling stuck, burned out, or like life just isn't as juicy as you know it can be? If you're nodding right along, it's time for a breakthrough. My coaching program is designed to help you align your life in all seven pillars of abundance: spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial, so you can finally live that big, bold, sexy, and adventurous life you deserve. And here's the best part. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no sales gimmicks, just a genuine chance to experience my coaching firsthand and get crystal clear on what is next for you. Because your best life is not a someday thing, it's a right now thing. So click the link in the show notes to book your breakthrough call and let's start making magic together. Your next level is calling you. This podcast review is from Bring It On, and she says that the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show is amazing and inspiring. She goes on to say, I believe this show is a place where women can come and really learn and grow. Rebecca creates a strong and safe space for women to share and be vulnerable. I highly recommend this podcast. Thank you so much. And it is absolutely a safe place for all women to come and learn. Thanks for being a great listener. Thank you, everybody, for being with us on this journey with Ariel Moody. She is going to teach us the difference now between chemical and mineral sunscreen. Take it away.
Yes. Yeah, so for those, you know, it's so funny because I assume so often that people know the difference when I'm talking about our brand, what mineral sunscreen is, but I know so many people don't. So mineral sunscreen, you want to think of mineral sunscreen like a physical shield that sits on top of your skin and physically reflects UV rays. It's much less likely for mineral sunscreen to enter the bloodstream. Okay, so chemical sunscreen is absorbed into the skin and it converts UV rays into heat. And that is how it absorbs the UV rays versus reflecting the UV rays. Now, the problem with chemical is that it is more likely to enter the bloodstream because it is absorbed into the skin. So if you love chemical sunscreen, this is what I say. The risks are not so great that I would tell you just don't use it. I would say the risks are greater to get melanoma and, you know, prioritize wearing sunscreen over anything else, period. That's what I would say. Don't listen to people saying not to wear sunscreen. It's not a good
idea. There is a trend. People are saying, oh, you have to go out with like no sunglasses on and no sunscreen and just expose your body to raw sunlight.
No, so this is what I'm going to tell you for and those who say that, because I interviewed a world-renowned dermatologist. He said this, melanoma is much greater risk than vitamin D deficiency, and you can get your vitamin D with supplements. Now, if you really want to go out in the sun with unprotected, the most you need is 15 minutes. That's it. And you get the amount of vitamin D you need for the day. So if that's what you want to do, and then remember, a lot of people, I mean, I would say at the very least, protect your face, your neck, and your décolleté, and maybe your arms. Mm-hmm. And then if you go out and you're wearing shorts and you want it, you're going to get a lot of sunlight on those legs. You know, that's another way to do it, just so that you're protecting your skin from aging, you know? But again, you don't want to get melanoma. You don't want to get skin cancer. You can supplement your vitamin D with supplements. And so why take that risk? I know people who have gotten melanoma and they, you know, have big regrets about not wearing sunscreen.
I know a woman who lost her husband to melanoma. Like, it is literally, if they don't catch it, it's deadly. So yes, I agree with you, Arielle. The threat of death causing melanoma is way worse than a vitamin D deficiency where you can supplement that. Yes. I hope you guys heard that. So speaking of aging, how does sun exposure impact us differently as we age? I know this show has a lot of women that want to look forever young. So how does sunscreen affect us differently at different ages and stages in our life?
I mean, this is a thing. At all stages, you should be wearing sunscreen, no matter your age. That I don't really pay attention to age when you're protecting yourself from the sun. You want to, you know, the earlier you start wearing sunscreen, the better, because sun damage can show up years later after when you get exposed to sun at an early age. So I would say our sunscreen is not just sunscreen. It's skincare too. We have anti-aging ingredients, for example, in our face sunscreen. We have an ingredient called ectoin and L-carnosine, and it protects your skin from blue light, from your screens and devices that cause hyperpigmentation, and infrared rays, which is the heat you feel from the sun. A lot of sunscreens do not protect
you. You can get sun damage from your cell phone and computer?
Yes, you can have hyperpigmentation from being just in front of your screen or device. Yep.
Who knew?
And especially if you're outside looking at your phone, that's even greater risk. So that protects you from that. Then we also have Kakadu plum, which is 100 times more brightening than vitamin C. So that's going to help counteract any melasma or dark spots. Then we have Arnica Montana flower extract, and that's going to help soothe stressed out skin. And then we have green tea extract, which is going to help smooth the look of fine lines and wrinkles. So we have you covered. We also have squalene, hyaluronic acid, Sacha Inki extract. The list goes on. We have...
I love squalene, that shark liver oil. How many wrinkles do sharks have? None, right?
So our squalene is actually vegan. It's plant-based.
Oh, okay.
And yes, our whole line is vegan and cruelty-free. So that's another... Yeah.
I love it. I really am enjoying wearing it. So... why was it important to you to make a sunscreen that women actually look forward to using and that they can incorporate in their self-love ritual?
Okay. This is a great question. Who likes putting on sunscreen? Nobody, right? And so when I was creating the line, I really said to myself, what's the biggest challenge of getting people to wear sunscreen every day? And for me, I was like, well, I don't like using it. I don't like putting it on. It makes me, like all the things I mentioned earlier, it makes me feel greasy, sticky. It makes me almost feel like I'm clogging my pores. So I don't want to put it on. Ours does the opposite. Ours is nourishing your skin. It's making your skin look better. It feels like a daily moisturizer with SPF, you know, 30. And it has a subtle hint of lavender essential oil. And so, And so the scent was so important to me because I wanted to create a ritual where you take a moment for yourself and take a deep breath, because breath work is such a big part of my life. I said, how can we get people to remind themselves to breathe? And so when you smell lavender, you can't, all you can do is take a deep breath because it's intoxicating. It's nostalgic, that smell. And so it's a really beautiful scent. It's not a fake smelling lavender. It's real lavender essential oil. And we like to say if sunscreen and a spa day had a baby, you get Mama Soul.
Oh, I love it. So great. And you also have a couple other products too. You have a body sunscreen and you have lip oils. Talk about those.
Yeah. So our lip oils have won 3 national awards in the last 6 months. Maybe last 7 months. They won it right before summer as well.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, they won best tinted lip oil from Today Show Awards, Shop Today. They won best lip gloss with SPF from New Beauty. And then LA Fashion Magazine just voted it 2025 Beauty Must Have of the Year. So these lip oils are incredible. People forget that your lips need protection too. And I suffer from dry lips, especially in the winter months. And so that's how the idea came to me, that how can we get people to protect their lips? Well, why don't I like protecting my lips? Because every lip treatment I've ever used that has sunscreen tastes like crap and chemicals. And so ours does not have any sunscreen taste. It has just a sweet natural flavor. And I also thought to myself, what else don't I like about putting, you know, lip gloss on, for example? Well, it's sticky. Ours is not. We call ours the love child of a lip balm and a lip gloss. And so when you rub your lips together, it glides like butter and your lips feel hydrated and smooth. And then you have this beautiful hint of color on your lip as well. So you're getting just all of these different benefits in one. And so one of the things I want to say about your lips is, did you know that one of the biggest reasons that your lips get lines around your lips, they get dry, or they have, they start to thin, is actually because of damage from the sun? Most people don't know that. And so our lip oils actually help plump the look of your lips with sesame seed extract. And then we have sunflower seed oil and vitamin C and E for brightening and hydration.
That is great. And something that I've been realizing, because I've been like on the Stanley Cup craze like everybody else. And then I started to notice smoker's lines over my lips. And I'm like, I'm not even a smoker. Why do I have smoker's lines? Well, it's because I drink a freaking gallon a day from my Stanley cup and I'm making the smoking. So I'm like, I had to switch. I'm like, why am I like doing all this great skincare like Mama Soul and then like, you know, smoking my Stanley cup and getting my smoker's line? So if you do use a straw, just be really careful to not purse your lips like I was doing.
Yes. And we're launching 3 new SKUs in May. So we have a body sunscreen right now that I'm replacing with a new body sunscreen that's going to just melt into the skin like you wouldn't believe. Our current body sunscreen is really nice, but you have to shake it. And I said, I want something that you don't have to shake because it's a milk. And so we're going to have, you know, we want to be able to have it by the pool in a pump at some, you know, we're in very high end spas and resorts. We're sold in, you know, Four Seasons and Fairmont hotels and Auberge and Montage. And so we want to be able to offer that. And so we're launching the new body and then we're going to have tinted makeup with us.
Oh, great. Now, how did you get into all those high end spas and resorts? Did you go knocking on doors? Did you hire a sales manager? How did that happen?
Girl, there's no sale. I'm the sales manager. I got us into 75 high-end spas and resorts in under 2 years by myself.
By just door-to-door email? How did that happen?
So the way that it started, and now I'm actually building out a sales team because I can't handle the volume. But So the way we got into the first few accounts was I made a list of high-end spas in my area that I wanted to get into that I could go knocking on the doors. Mm-hmm. So once we got featured on Access Hollywood, it gave me something that I could, you know, go say. So it legitimized us before I walked into these spas and they're like, who are you? Well, we just were featured on Access Hollywood.
Yeah.
That helped. So for people wondering if they should do PR, it does help. So I walked in, I introduced myself, told them my story, and started getting yeses to all of these spas around my area. And then from there, I said, wow, spas is a really good channel for us. I should go to some spa trade shows. So I started going to spa trade shows, specifically ones that are like dating with vendors and buyers. It's speed dating, essentially. You get 20 minutes with a high-end spa or you know, something like that. You pay money for it, but you get a return.
Yeah.
So the first, the one that I really wanted was Four Seasons. And I went to a Four Seasons. You have to kind of be invited in a way. So, but I got into this Four Seasons spa conference and I ended up getting into, now we're now in 14 Four Seasons across the United States.
You've got the hustle.
Oh yeah. You've got to have the hustle. I mean, you wonder how I haven't burned out, and I'm telling you, it's just balancing the movement, and you gotta prioritize your health, guys. Seriously.
Now I have got to ask, you don't have to answer. Are you still the breadwinner in your family?
So I haven't taken $1 from the business, not $1.
Okay.
We're putting all the money we're making right back into the business. And now that we're launching on QVC, and then we just found out we're going to be featured on the Today Show in the early spring. So with that, you have to prepare quite a bit of inventory, and we're going to, you know, we're looking into loans now. So no, I'm not the breadwinner. but I think that's going to change rather quickly.
In what way?
Because the exposure that we're going to be getting with these features and the growth with our spa channel, I think we're going to be profitable not too far away.
So is he now doing the business with you? You guys are partners.
My husband has his own thing. So he's he works separately, but he has, of course, like takes interest in what I'm doing and listens in to my meetings and would love to, you know, maybe do something similar on his own.
Is he listening right now?
No, he's not here.
Well, I hope he listens because you are crushing this interview. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about how intuition and strategy are working so well together in your business because you're about to blow it up on QVC. We will be right back after a quick So great. Thanks for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast.
Okay. Can I be real for a second? You're out there crushing it in some areas of your life, but in others, it's like a hot mess express. Sound familiar? Here's the thing. You're not just meant to survive. You're meant to thrive. And that's exactly what I help my clients do in my coaching program. Together, we'll tackle all 7 pillars of abundance because who wants killer abs but a dumpster fire of a bank account or a thriving career but zero in the romance department? Yeah, no thanks. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no awkward sales pitch, just you, me, and a chance to figure out why you're stuck and how to get unstuck. So stop doom scrolling and start doing something about it. Click the link in the show notes and let's start giving you your best, most bougie life. You in? Are you ready to reset, realign, and rise into your best year ever? Join me January 23rd through 26th at the beautiful Amara Resort and Spa in stunning high-vibe Sedona, Arizona. We'll set powerful intentions, create customized affirmations, and design vision boards using my 7 Pillars of Abundance framework so that you can make 2026 your most aligned and abundant year ever. You'll enjoy deep connection, breathtaking views and total relaxation at the newly renovated Amara Resort, complete with a luxurious spa, fitness center, and zero-edge infinity pool. Spots are limited, so head to the show notes or message me directly on Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman to learn more and claim your spot today.
Welcome back. We are talking to Andrea Moody, founder of Mama Soul. She is blending intuition and strategy beautifully together to have great results in her business. So how do you blend the two together? Are you going by data or intuition, and how do you go back and forth?
You guys, I am a manifestation queen, and I read every book about it. So the first book I read is called Infinite Possibilities by Mike Dooley, and it has been amazing in my journey to learn techniques to manifest the life of your dreams. So I'll give you an example. When we first launched, we were doing a couple $1,000s in sales because no one knew who we were. And we were just making money with me knocking on doors, right? I said, I want to hit $10,000 in sales for my first month. How are we going to do that, right? So I'm like, God, we're so far off from this. But I had the grit. I was working my butt off, but like, why wasn't it converting? So one of the techniques I learned to do was to write, it was 3 days in a row, 33 times a day. I wrote, I'm so grateful for the 10,000 in sales that we did.
Wait, you wrote this sentence down 33 times a day, 3 days in a row?
Correct.
So you wrote the sentence 99 times?
Correct.
Okay. Wow. And what was it that you wrote down? I'm so happy and grateful.
I'm so grateful for the 10,000 in sales that we did.
Okay. Love it.
And you say it as if it's already happened, and you have to. So what I did while I was writing it is I was envisioning that feeling that I would see when I saw 10,000 on in our Shopify, in our sales platform. Mm-hmm. And I was feeling really proud, right? I just felt it. And I believed you have to believe as though it's already happened. You have to embody that feeling. And I kid you not, the next month we hit 10,000 in sales. And it wasn't by magic. I put the work in. I was reaching out to a ton of accounts, but I will tell you what changed. My energy changed. And I was attracting the energy from others to reach back out to me when they weren't before. So all these accounts that I had reached out to 3 months prior, all of a sudden, there was a day where I got 5 emails in one day from accounts saying, we want to place an order. And I call my sister and I'm like, Kayla, this works. Kayla, what? This works. Like, we just got, that was like crazy, And so I started implementing more and more techniques like that in my life. But you don't, there was a time where I was almost studying it. I was listening to guided meditations by Joe Dispenza. I don't know if anyone has heard of him, but he's
amazing.
The king of manifestation and science backed. And there was a time where I was devoting, every waking minute to learning about manifestation, to implementing it. And I was getting exhausted by it. It was like becoming a lot. And so I took a step back from it and I realized I didn't have to try so hard. And the less you try, the less you force it, the more effortlessly it can come to you. And so I started kind of like with my accounts that weren't reaching back out to me. I was like, I just gave it some time, right? I just stopped reaching out. I was like, let me see what happens if I just take a step back and just focus on that feeling if they did reach out. And it worked. I mean, these accounts started reaching out to me just today. It's been 3 months since I've been trying to get into this one account. And today I got an email saying, I'm so sorry it took so long. We're ready to place an order. And I was like, oh my God, it's right when I released the control of feeling like I had like the pushiness of trying to get this order. I was, I was texting her and just being like, hey, just making sure we're getting in there for your, there in Florida. And I was just like, I want to get in for your high season. And right when I just let it go, that's when I heard back from her. So there's a fine balance of like, just trusting in the universe and like believing it that I've been working on. And that's, I think, a big part of like what I think I meant to talk about in my life. because I'm living it myself. And I had the craziest thing happen. You won't even believe this story if you want to hear it.
Yeah, tell us. We want to hear it.
It's crazy. So my sister just launched a children's book, and she actually just made Oprah's Favorite Things. And so this was also part of me saying, you better go to this trade show. She ended up going to the trade show. That's how she met Oprah's team. But anyway, point being, she had her book launch party a week ago. Or 2 weeks ago now. And at this party, she had a tarot card reader. And I will preface this by saying, about three months ago, I was listening to a podcast with Meghan Markle. She was interviewing Jamie Kern Lima, the founder of It Cosmetics. Mm-hmm. And in this podcast, I learned about her journey and how she was rejected so many times before she got her start on QVC and ended up selling her business for $1.2 billion to L'Oreal. And so she got her start on QVC and became the fastest growing makeup brand on QVC in their history. And so I was so inspired by this story. And I started obsessing over her a little bit and being like, she is what I want to, you know, like I want to emulate this. This is so inspiring. I started talking about her to my mom and to my husband, and my mom heard about her a lot. Like I was mentioning her a lot. I was like, you ever have doubts? Like, just think about this, you know? So we were at my sister's book launch party, and 30 minutes before I had my tarot card reading, I said to my mom, Jamie Kern Lima came up again. I don't even remember how. We were talking to her and this man at the party. And my mom, just like a mom would say, why don't you reach out to her? And I said, no, mom, I'm going to reach out to her. Jamie Kern Lima is interviewing Oprah on her podcast. Okay. She's not going to reach back out to me. So I'm like, that's what I said. And then the man was like, just shoot your shot. Just see what happens. So anyway, I was like, okay. So I have this tarot card reading and she nails me. Like she just says everything I'm feeling. And right when I'm about to stand up, she goes, wait a second. She goes, do you know the founder of It Cosmetics? And I nearly fell off my chair. I was like, what are you saying to me right now? What? And so I said, yes, I was just talking about her to my mom 30 minutes ago. She said, she's speaking at a conference in San Diego, and I think you should go. My friend has a free ticket. I'm going to see if you can go. And I dropped everything and reorganized my Monday and got this ticket. And, you know, this is an example of taking action, right? So you hear something, not everybody would listen. I took action. I went to this event. How could you not? And I saw Jamie Kern Lima. I ended up being able, she actually just had a baby. She just had and baby just got out of the NICU and apparently is a little sick. And so she wasn't seeing anybody. And I was bummed, right? Like, I'm like, oh my God. But I said, I would give her my products. Like I just went I gave the security guard products to give to her. And he was like, I'll make sure she gets this. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wait, she doesn't even know who I am. And I'm just handing these products to her. So I end up writing this handwritten note. I put it in and I gave it to the guy to give. And, I'm putting it out in the universe that I will meet her and she will be an advisor to Mama Soul.
Beautiful. You are a beautiful example of the law of attraction, and you're combining action with spirituality. And I agree with you. It's one thing to have faith, but the next level of faith is really to trust that God has got your back and that you're exactly where you're supposed to be on your journey. And I like to say that I'm in the action business and God is in the results business. So it's still, you still have to, you know, go and show up and do all the things that you're doing, but then you trust that the results are up to God. So you're a beautiful example of business strategy and intuition and spirituality. So if a woman feels spiritually guided, but she fears judgment, people are going to think she's crazy, what would you tell her to do?
100% listen to the whispers and what your gut is telling you. and take baby steps towards that and just see what happens from that. That's what I would say. Because I have completely released my fear of being judged. I just trust so hard right now that I'm being taken care of and that I'm aligned. And when you are aligned, good things start coming your way. And that doesn't mean that your life is going to be perfect. And I'm telling you, mine is not. I'm living at my mom's. I'm 40 years old with my kids and my husband, but I believe in this brand and I believe in what I'm doing. And I believe that it's going to pay off. And so it's a very humbling time right now for me. We own a home in LA and I was a breadwinner and we were doing well. And I gave it all up because I believe in this dream. And I don't care what people think about me living at my mom's at the age of 40. I don't care because I know what is in the cards for me. And I just have to trust.
And you're about to be on QVC, which is a selling machine. So literally they say don't quit 5 minutes before the miracle. You're 5 minutes before your miracle. When do you go live on QVC?
In May.
I mean, look how close you are to the finish line and making a ton of money. So yeah, I think
it's not in May, June, and July right now. That's the plan.
That is so exciting. Wow. Yes. So what are the toxic ingredients that we should look for on skin screen and avoid at all costs? I think you already mentioned one, the
oxybenzone is number one. And a lot of sunscreen brands are eliminating that. They're starting to put on their packaging that they're oxybenzone free, but they're still in, you know, Coppertone, Banana Boat. They still have oxybenzone. So I would definitely look for cleaner brands than that. If you want to just buy mineral sunscreen, all you need to look for is active ingredients, and it should say either zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. And other than that, you're using chemicals.
Mm. So avoid oxybenzone and then look for zinc oxide or titanium dioxide.
Yes, as the active ingredient. You know, I could list all the chemicals, the names octisalate, octinoxate, avobenzone. I could list all of those, but I'm just, to make it simpler, just look for what you want and not what you don't want. The other thing and the other reason why people may not understand why mineral sunscreen might be better, besides the fact that it might enter your bloodstream, it's better for if you're pregnant or nursing. It's better. You have to use it if you're pregnant or nursing. You can't use chemical. If you have acne, rosacea, eczema, better for sensitive skin. And then there's also avobenzone, which is one of the ingredients I mentioned, is a chemical filter that helps protect you from UVA, which is the aging rays, and also the longer rays that can cause melanoma. And I interviewed a world-renowned dermatologist, and he said avobenzone is not photostable and can degrade in the sunlight. And so he said the best form against UVA rays in the United States is zinc oxide.
Wow. That's inspiring. We're going to do some fun rapid fire questions, and then we're going to wrap up and talk about our fun giveaway that we're having.
Cool.
So what is your biggest wellness shift that you made since becoming a mom?
Definitely breath work, which I mentioned, and journaling. I do a lot of journaling.
Fantastic. What is your favorite self-care ritual right now?
Yoga.
Great. Beach or pool?
Beach.
Morning sun or afternoon golden hour?
Morning sun.
Fantastic. So we are having a very exciting giveaway. If you take a screenshot of you listening to this podcast, whether you're listening as a live on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram, YouTube, any podcast platform, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Pandora, iHeartRadio, take a screenshot, tag me on Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman, and tag Arielle. What is your Instagram handle?
Shop Mama Soul.
At Shop Mama Soul, you can win the free wonderful sunscreen that I'm obsessed with. It's giving me a glow. But also, if you don't win, we have another treat for you. We have a special discount and a promo code. Will you go ahead and tell them about that? We created just for the listeners of the show.
Yeah, so it's BBA15. You get 15% off the site. And right now, we're offering a really cool promotion on our website where if you spend $65 or more, you get really amazing gifts with purchase from our most favorite clean beauty brands.
Ooh, even more gifts. What are some of the gifts with purchase that they get?
You can get a truffle moisturizer from an amazing brand out of New York called Saber Beauty. You can get a mini mascara from Chella, a lip balm from Sundrunk, which is just a lip balm without sunscreen, and then a facial cleanser from Ayurveda.
Fantastic. All right. Well, don't sleep on that. Go to, what is your website again?
ShopMamaSoul.com, and that's MamaSoul.com.
And the promo code, we're going to have this in the show notes, but if you're not able to read, it's what, BBA15?
Yes.
BBA for Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant, 15% off. How can people find you on social and keep up with your beautiful journey?
Yes, everybody. I share so much of my manifestation tips on our socials. So please follow us if you're interested in learning more. And then if just following us for our new launches, you can find us at Shop Mama Soul on Instagram.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Arielle, and sharing your journey. And thank you everyone who's been listening to the show. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Share this episode with a friend. We all need to be using clean sunscreen. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone. So excited to share a review from Melissa Myers, the Glow Girl. She says, inspiring podcast. Rebecca has a gift for creating meaningful, empowering conversations that leave you feeling inspired and uplifted. Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant is like sitting down with a wise, soulful friend who truly wants you to thrive in every area of your life. I love how she blends practical advice with spiritual insights. I'm so grateful I found it. Well, Melissa, we're so grateful that you found us, and we can't wait to find out how you are glowing and growing by using this podcast as a tool. And everybody who's listening and sharing, thank you so much for your support, and it's such a joy to be on this journey with you.